Welcome back to The Weekender. I'm Candace Phibbs. I'm joined this morning by Karen Ward, the administrator of the Southwest Nova Scotia Host Ukrainians Facebook group, helping Ukrainians find host families in Nova Scotia. Dobre ranok, Karen.
Dobre ranok. Dziękuję, Candace, for having me on The Weekender program and for your support for Ukraine.
Can you introduce yourself for us and tell me about the role, your role in Southwest Nova Scotia Hosts Ukrainians?
Yeah, I'm Karen. Moя баба діда, we're from Ukraine. Я знаю трошки українську. And I'm the administrative founder of the Southwest Nova Hosts for Ukrainians, SNSHU. It's a safe place for Ukrainians and Nova Scotians to meet. Our catchment is the Tri-County, Digby to Yarmouth to Shelburne. Parts of the Tri-County. And we provide introductions, group chats, video chats, language assistance, newcomer documents, information, employment opportunities, income assistance opportunities, some medical examination fee funding, and transportation information, everything hosts and Ukrainians need.
And even prior to founding the group on Facebook, you've been quite involved in trying to find host families or homes. Overall, how has that been going?
My husband, Ron, graciously supports my volunteer efforts as I take every day off of work as a sub at Tri-County Regional Center for Education to volunteer for the Ukrainians. We're overjoyed at the generous support for Ukrainians for our Southwest Shores, which has been historically consistent with the generosity and community support from families in Tri-County. Ukrainians are dearly appreciative of the support from Nova Scotians.
There have been so many great actions in the Tri-Counties. I think of Diane Accent in Digby area raising a lot of money, a great pierogi fundraiser that was held in March. And this is just another addition and shows how much the Tri-Counties comes together to support these important causes.
I agree, Candace. And I think about the fishermen and lost persons. I think about fundraising events for people's families that I work with. I think about the groups that came from the Chernobyl problems years ago to this region that were supported here, and the Syrian refugees that came as well.
Recently, you held an information open house. What was the goal of that event, and did it go well?
Everyone's welcome to our public information and news meetings, and it's attended by the hosts and supporters of upcoming newcomer Ukrainians. May the 30th at the Lions Club boardroom is our next meeting from 11 till 12.
Over the next few months, what sort of numbers of Ukrainians do you expect to see come to Southwest Nova Scotia, or how many have you seen come to date?
Three host families are receiving Ukrainians over the next 4 to 5 weeks, plus others confirming weekly. Daily, we get 2 to 3 Ukrainian families ask us for a place to stay, just for the interim, until they become employed and independent. All are issued a QIT work permit visa. Most are highly educated and skilled, yet willing to work in positions requiring less qualifications. In an employee shortage in Southwest Nova Scotia, with more jobs than workers, the difficulty is finding hosts and homes for the Ukrainians to fill those jobs. In only 9 days, 300 Ukrainians will land in Halifax on the charter flight. That's an average of 100 families. The problem is we have only 4 available hosts currently in our region. Considering their traumas, displacement and resettlement issues, it's hard to imagine how any human can also suffer additional troubles like facing a housing shortage too.
Can you tell me a little bit about what I think the word you said was QIT work permit visa. What does that mean?
That's the Canadian-Ukrainian emergency travel application that the Government of Canada has introduced for Canadians to apply for a 3-year work permit.
For Ukrainians to apply to work for up to 3 years in Canada.
Correct.
Okay. And the majority of those families or individuals coming are coming under that visa.
That's correct.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. 9 days, 300 Ukrainians and only 4 host families in this region. That is certainly, that's an impactful number coming and a little bit concerning that there aren't more host families. As the timeline grows shorter, are you concerned that we won't meet the minimum needed to host these individuals?
Absolutely, Candace. And we are trying our best in all of the volunteer groups in the region to try and find hosts and try and match Ukrainians with hosts. However, the concern is because there's a misconception that the government is also taking care of the Ukrainians in a host setting, similar to previous refugee initiatives, which is not actually true. It's all volunteers, and Canadians should pat themselves on the back, Nova Scotians, for stepping up to meet this humanitarian crisis.
And just to clarify, those individuals who are coming under the Kiewit work permit visa, are they under refugee status, or is this is separate?
This is a new program for Ukrainians.
Okay. So we're still seeing refugees come under a refugee status, and in addition to that, under this work visa.
Absolutely.
As well. So that's an even bigger amount of people coming under those two statuses.
Absolutely. And the YREACH in the Halifax region are working with the government, but they are expressing concerns about the crisis because they are also trying to find hosts for the other refugees. So they're the housing crisis is exacerbated.
Primarily, are you seeing families, women and children? What's the trend that you're seeing with these applications coming to Canada or to Nova Scotia?
In Southwest Nova Scotia, we're seeing younger families, couples, and singles too. The biggest worry is for women with little English arriving with their children in Halifax with nowhere to stay. The second concern is for Ukrainians, especially children, to be introduced to Nova Scotia residents without their clear criminal record and vulnerable sector checks.
Is the government looking to do anything to require the vulnerable sector checks or criminal record checks to host these individuals?
They're not.
Okay. So certainly, you know, that is something that, I don't know, as a group administrator or someone looking to connect hosts with these families coming, would that be something that you ask people to voluntarily go and do?
Absolutely. We recommend that all hosts, especially those hosting children or those that are vulnerable, the elderly, do get their own criminal record, vulnerable sector checks. It's a simple visit to the RCMP office with a small fee, and it's often done within 24 hours.
Okay. Certainly the language barrier can be a deterrent. I have my Baba and Gigi were Ukrainian. I grew up around the Ukrainian language, but a lot of the words have unfortunately been lost over the years. So even though a lot are familiar, I know that is even a concern for myself. Should that language barrier be a concern for someone who is maybe interested in hosting a family?
Certainly the language can be a barrier. However, many Ukrainians are multilingual and often speak English. Some speak Russian and Ukrainian and other languages too, German. And with the excellent resources of settling English-speaking Nova Scotian Ukrainians, then becoming translators in our area, plus Google Translate, social media translators, these barriers are easily overcome.
And if someone can't necessarily host a family in their home, what else can they do to help these individuals coming to Nova Scotia?
Sure. Employment opportunities, free English lessons, transportation, fundraising for their $200 to $466 required medical examinations through our auction at Facebook, SNSHU Southwest Nova Scotia Host for Ukrainians online auction. We're now accepting donations, which runs, the auction runs from May 29th to the 3rd. And also we have a bake sale table at the Fire Hall June the 18th during the Welcome Summer Craft and Vendor. There's rental opportunities that could be introduced. All these are excellent ways to offer support. Also, ideas from the community are welcome.
Just to touch on the rental opportunities, the individuals coming, do they have an income base that they can pull on to pay rent, or are you looking for free housing availabilities?
So we're looking for hosts. We're looking for, like, if anyone has a camp, a camper, we don't really want to offer the campers, but I mean, this is the kind of the crisis we're looking at. Apartments, houses, bedrooms, spare rooms. Basement is not recommended because they've been spending a lot of time in bomb shelters, subway, train station, hallways. They're a little bit not interested in basements right now. But for hosting, we're looking for people that can share their spaces rent-free, provide some food, transportation, helping them with their documents, that kind of thing. And in addition to that, for people that can't host, we're looking for people that can make recommendations for rental opportunities in the region, so that if those that do have the means to rent, which we're finding there aren't many, that they might be able to apply for the rental opportunity. But, you know, once they start working, because they're hard workers, Ukrainians are hard workers, and they want to work. There's a saying that they don't want to sit on the neck, which means they don't want to take advantage of people. They want to become employed, they want to learn language, and they want to become independent as soon as possible. So we're looking for rental opportunities down the road, too, because once they do become more independent, they're going to want to rent their own spaces.
Beyond what we've covered, is there anything else you'd like to share about the Ukrainians who are arriving in, you know, nine days away, or about how people can get involved?
Thank you. Many Canadians have expressed their concern and wish to support, and we're providing Southwest Nova Scotians practical opportunities to show their support through hosting. We'd also like to thank the Lions Club Yarmouth for their generous donation, and to Dr. Sheila. Monetary donations are being accepted by e-transfer to waveshouseofprayer@gmail.com. And if you hashtag SNSHU on your donation, the tag for that donation will go for their medical examination. Otherwise, the donation will be applied to general operational expenses in this humanitarian aid.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, or should I say duck you for your time today, Karen. And just one more time, the next information meeting is taking place.
May the 30th. Lions Hall, 11 a.m. to 12 in the boardroom.
And it's open to anyone.
Yes, and thanks to the Lions Club for giving us that room to meet.
We've been talking with Karen Ward, Group Administrator of Southwest Nova Scotia Hosts Ukrainian Facebook group, as they plan and look for host families in Nova Scotia. For Y95 and The Weekender, I'm Candace Phibbs.
The Weekender will return in a moment.